Grandstand shows, they are a highlight of the Minnesota State Fair. They've come a long way over the fair's 158-year history. There have been horse and car races, Civil War reenactments, even locomotive crashes, and Bob Hope. Well, these days, the fair hosts a show every night, and it's Renee Alexander's job to bring in those shows every year. And our Tim Nelson asked her when she started making them grand.
I actually started as an intern right out of college. So I was here for one fair in the free entertainment department. So I worked with the parades and the milk run and some of the various free entertainment. And I remember my first day of the fair that year in 1989 when I had a high wire walker and an elephant trainer walk into the office. And I thought, I am hooked. This is where I belong. So I was hired then full time and was here for 5 years doing the free entertainment. And then I left for 11 years. And I've been back now since 2005.
So what makes a good grandstand show? What is a hit at the fair?
You know, I think a real hit at the fair is when you have a full house. You know, we've got 13,000 seats here. When you see a full house and you have a happy artist backstage, because then you can really see the connection between the artist and the audience. And this is such a unique venue, and that there's just a really great energy here on a big night.
You talked a little bit about artists appreciating the full house here. It's an unusual venue. It's sort of temporary but perennial. What makes artists want to perform here? What makes it an attractive venue?
You know, I think it's interesting in the entertainment industry. Fairs have kind of a stigma against them as far as being a good place to perform, and we have really strived to kind of get rid of that stigma here. And it's really about creating an atmosphere for the artists where they can enjoy their day. You know, it's people think of touring as being this glamorous, fun thing that you do, but in reality, it's grueling, and it can be very isolating as well. So we really try and, you know, offer the creature comforts to the artist and their crew when they're here, you know, offering our dressing room trailers, our brand new home-cooked meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and just letting them be able to be themselves.
Now, we're sitting here in the grandstand itself, and you don't actually see much of the fair. It feels a little separate here, but this is a big part of the fair. How much of a draw for the rest of the fair is the grandstand?
You know, it's actually, I mean, you consider what our daily attendance is, we're probably 10% or less of the daily attendance in the grandstand each evening. However, it's really interesting how you can see a sold-out show really impacts the energy of the fairgrounds. You know, on a big sold-out country show, when you see, you know, kids walking around and people walking around in their cowboy hats and cowboy boots, and the, you know, and other nights when they're wearing their old concert t-shirts and coming to see the show, it really kind of creates a whole vibe and energy throughout the entire fairgrounds.
So some of them are big hits. Is there one that got away, one that you'd like to have that you can't convince to come to the state fair?
Sadly, Prince. Prince was the one that got away. I actually, the year before he passed, it seems to be a theme here. I had an offer in and was working really hard to make it happen, and it didn't happen. And I was angling again for the following year, and he was obviously not a traditional artist, and booking him, you did not go through the traditional paths either. So it was really sad to see him go, because it would have been great to have him play here.
Renee Alexander, the Deputy General Manager of the Minnesota State Fair, talking to Tim Nelson about booking those grandstand shows.